2. Invisible Barriers. In previous years, I spent much time counseling people like those described in the previous chapter. But it was often a frustrating task. Certain people would progress spiritually up to a point, and then they seemed to encounter an invisible barrier. It was not that they lacked sincerity or dedication. In fact, they often seemed more sincere and dedicated than others who made better progress. They would accept the counsel I gave them and try to put it into practice, but the results were, to say the least, disappointing, both for them and for me. After dealing with such a case, I would find myself praying, "Lord, why is it that I cannot better help this person? Is there something I don't understand, something more that I need to know?" After a while, I realized that God was answering my prayer. He began to draw aside a veil and to reveal a world of powerful forces that do not operate according to natural laws. The revelation did not come all at once, but step by step, as I discerned a single thread running through a series of apparently unconnected incidents. One key incident occurred when I was a guest speaker in a Presbyterian church. I had come to the end of my prepared message and was uncertain how to proceed. As I remained standing behind the pulpit, I noticed a family, father, mother, and teenage daughter, on the front row to my left. The thought came to me, there is a curse over that family. This was not related to the theme of my message or to anything I had in mind at that time, yet the impression would not leave me. There is a curse over that family. Finally, after some moments of hesitation, I stepped out from behind the pulpit and went over to the father. I explained to him what I was feeling and asked if he would like me to revoke the curse and release the family from it in the name of Jesus. He replied immediately that he would. It was the first time I had ever done anything like this, and I was quite surprised that the man so readily accepted my statement. Only later...